look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, Bruce Jenkins, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Marty. How's it going?
Very good, very good. And it is our glove drive that we have going on here. I'm going to ask you about your glove, and let me just read a little bit of this. June 15th, of course, today is the Junior Giants Glove Drive presented by Bank of America. 12,000 kids who play Junior Giants baseball and softball do not own their own glove. Amazing. Bring a new or used glove or make a $10 donation at the game on Saturday. Today, you will receive your choice of a Willie McCovey pin or a cable car pin. $20 donation, you get a limited edition Brandon Crawford bobblehead. $40, a very special limited edition silver Brandon Crawford bobblehead. And if you can't make it, more importantly, you can donate money online at jrgiants.org. $10, that's it, buys a kid a glove. Bruce, how are you this morning anyway?
Doing all right.
All right, now, where's your baseball glove?
Well, I don't have any of my originals. Thanks to Dwayne Kuiper, who works on that Junior Giants program, he's handed me a couple of gloves from like the 1940s. They're just comical, but they're so tight with a great old pocket, and they're great for watching a ball game and just pounding a baseball into that pocket time after time. If you picture yourself, you know, playing second base just before the outbreak of World War II.
I love it. That's great.
Are they the full five finger gloves? Is that what they are?
No. They're like four fingers. I was looking for Mordecai Brown's three finger model.
the autograph Mordecai Brown three finger model.
Yeah.
The A2000 before the A2000.
Bruce, of course, we talked last Sunday before the great Max Muncy Bumgarner confrontation, and I know you were knee deep in basketball all week. What do you think of that one?
Well, I mean, it was vintage Bumgarner. I loved his reaction afterwards. He was just almost laughing about it. It's like, if people want me to change it, I'm just not going to do it. It was way over the top, realistically. I mean, Muncy didn't do anything out of the ordinary by today's standards. He hit the ball. He took a little look at it. He didn't flip the bat. He didn't linger. He didn't stare down anybody. And for Bumgarner to leave the mound and start yelling at him, you know, no, absolutely ridiculous. But you know, that's Bumgarner. That's who he is. That kind of thinking is still very prevalent in the game. And, you know, as ridiculous as it was, you really wouldn't want Bumgarner to change because that's just who he is.
What did you think of his comments and saying that basically that exactly, that let him do what he's going to do and I'll do what I'm going to do. And as long as it doesn't get out of hand, I think it's exciting. We're still talking about it. Mark Canna did it last weekend in Texas as well. I think that kind of showmanship when a guy wants to throw a bat because he hit a big home run is okay. And I'm okay with the pitcher being upset.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it doesn't lead to, ejections. There was the incident with Josh Donaldson the other day where he got grazed by an inside pitch and he started barking at the pitcher and the benches cleared and nothing happened, really. But they were both thrown out of the game. And, you know, it shouldn't come to that. They should have just resumed the game. They got it off their chest. They really weren't going to fight, and I don't think. I mean, who knows? But I just hate to see people leave the game as their blood's boiling a little bit.
Boy, Giants have had a good week of baseball in the Dodgers series. They were tough games, very competitive. Then they knocked the Padres all over the place. The Padres self-destructed. And last night, this Brewer team, you know, they can be dealt with by a left-handed pitcher to some degree. And you take them out of Miller Park, and they're probably a little different, too. What's your take on this week of Giants baseball?
Well, it's just been really encouraging. I mean, you know, Kevin Pillar, he's probably not delighted about playing right field. He's playing it great. He's homering. He's doing all kinds of things. He's almost to the point where you think, is he going to be one of these guys traded to? But, Mike Yastrzemski, is he going to be the left fielder that locks that up? You know, I'd like to see it. I love the name, the heritage, the swing, you know, the way he attacks the low and in ball. He seems like a real class act. The bullpen is great. You know, so much of it leads to what are they going to do at the trading deadline. But in the meantime, they're playing really good ball, and looks like the attendance has ticked up a little bit. I haven't been out there, but it hasn't been the ghost town that it looked like for a while. So And, you know, Pablo, there's another, you know, is he, I sure hope they don't trade Pablo. I mean, I don't know what they're going to get for him. In the meantime, he's just a breath of fresh air around here. He's doing great things, and I'd just like to see him stay a Giant for life. The rest of his life.
Yeah, he's must watch when he's at the plate or when he's diving for a ball or making a play in the field. He might throw an inning if there's a blowout. So
yeah, he's fun.
One of the more exciting guys. Hey, Christian Yelich is in town with the Brewers. Only had one hit last night, but he did steal a bag, which put him tied in the National League with Jared Dyson for the lead in the NL in steals. This guy's a true five-tool player, and I don't know that everybody realizes how fast he is and what he can do with the glove as well.
Yeah, he made a tremendous play in the outfield recently also, diving play. He's just the whole package. I mean, I don't think anybody realized it. When he was with Miami, they knew he was a hell of a young hitter, a great hitting prospect, but he's developed into this guy who just does it all. And, I mean, you know, last night he slapped a base hit to left field when they needed a run. He's not obsessed with homers, but they just come naturally to him now, and he's in a lineup with a lot of other guys protecting him. So he's in a great situation and really one of the most fun guys to watch in the game.
Well, last night, if you're in Colorado, you said, well, let's go home. They got a six-run lead in the ninth inning. And, of course, the Padres tie it up with six in the ninth. First time either team ever scored that many in the ninth inning to cause extra innings. Renfroe, three homers. Padres win 16-12 in 12 innings. 55 home runs in baseball last night. This game is you can't deny it. Something's going on, and should baseball do anything about it, or you just let it happen?
Well, I think it'd be pretty embarrassing for baseball to say, listen, the ball's a little too lively. We're going to deaden it a little bit. It's just a bad – that's bad PR. I mean, it's just as bad to – you know, a lot of players around the game say that they just wish they could be told the truth, that the ball is juiced and you know, don't lie to us. But I don't think there's anything that can be done. You know, the home runs are – they're pretty exciting. I got to say, they're losing a little bit of luster. I mean, I would like to see less of them. I'd like to see less of a guy like Todd Frazier going down on one knee and hitting it off the end of the bat with no leverage whatsoever, and the ball leaves the yard. There's too much of that. Too many cheap home runs. But I mean, you know, with strikeouts and walks, you know, so dominant, and guys aren't putting the ball in play, the home runs do lend. They're always going to lend a lot of excitement. Everywhere but here, of course, but it's hard thing to reverse. It's hard to reverse one of the most exciting plays in the game. Now, if they cut down on ground rule doubles by building a bunch of high fences, I'd be all for that.
That's amazing to watch a game today and to see Yastrzemski's home run last night. It looked like he was hitting a 9-iron.
You know, he smoked it. Yeah, it was
but
down
he
by
went
his
down. He went down to his ankles and just got under the ball and lifted it and took it out in center field.
Yeah, they always talk about lefties lacking it low and in. Boy, he is like that too. His the great Carl Yastrzemski like that as well. I like the kid's swing. He's struggled a little bit. The average isn't good. He can be pitched to, but you know he's getting a pretty long look here, and that can only help him.
Yeah, the at-bats are quality at-bats. Now he's not getting overwhelmed. Bruce Jenkins with us from the Chronicle. One other thought I wanted to throw at you, and that is the truth-telling in baseball. And, of course, Bruce, as you say it, they're never going to tell you that the ball is different. Every pitcher will tell you the ball is harder, the seams are higher, whatever it is, they'll tell you that. But baseball will never acknowledge it, ever. It's kind of interesting. They'll never do that. The other thing is, Pittsburgh and Atlanta got into sort of a beanball thing this week, and Musgrove was thrown out and blah, blah, blah. You go back and forth. And they talked to the pitchers after the game, and every pitcher said, I wasn't thrown at him. The ball just got away. In the 150 years of baseball, people have been hit probably 30,000 times. No one has ever admitted throwing at anybody. Isn't it funny?
Yeah, that was the Josh Donaldson incident I referred to earlier.
Right. Yeah, right.
And you know, in that case, that was just an inside pitch to a guy crowding the plate who wasn't that anxious to get out of the way. I mean, that's a big issue in the game today, where guys are not only leaning into pitches and crowding the plate, but they're not getting out of the way like they should. And that was not a pitch thrown with evil intent. That was a pitch trying to you know, get the guy off the plate a little bit, and it grazed him. But I mean, you're right. I can remember a couple of times over time when guys admitted throwing at somebody, but it's you know, like when he threw it like 6 feet over his head or something. But no, it's rare. I mean, you don't. As soon as you say that, you're looking at more fines and maybe a suspension. But yeah, that's one of the great things. Yeah, it just got away from me.
Yeah, why even ask the question?
And
what happened? I don't know. It just got away, and I wasn't trying to hit him, though I hit him in the back at the numbers.
Well, Marty, this goes back to the rule we talked about last week, too, where if it comes at you in the batter's box, you're supposed to make an effort to try to get out of the way of the ball that the guy's throwing at you. And if you don't move, he might call it a strike on you.
Crazy. Hey, the College World Series is getting underway today, and they had a game in Omaha, a Major League game, the first time ever a Major League game in Nebraska, on Thursday at the new stadium where they have the College World Series. But my point is Alex Gordon didn't play. You know, he's from Lincoln, Nebraska, and he got hit in the back the night before, and he had a bruise on his back, and he didn't play. And it caused a lot of ripples, saying, come on, I can't believe the guy's not playing. Do you think he should have sort of pushed it out there, even pinch hit or done something?
Well, it would have been nice. I mean, there was enough things that happened. You know, the kid, Nicky Lopez, is from Creighton.
Right.
Played his college ball there. He hit one out. Whit Merrifield basically won the 2010 World Series for South Carolina with a walk-off hit. So he's back in Omaha. He goes 2-4. I think by the end of the game, the Gordon thing probably wasn't a big incident. And that's more of a personal thing. But, you know, if he, I'm sure he wanted to get out there, but there were enough good stories to go around.
Yeah, very good. Good knowledge on that, boy, Bruce. You were prepared for that one.
Okay, that's one.
Very, very seriously, that was really good. Well, Bumgarner today, Jimmy Nelson. You know, we've talked about Yelich and all that. And I must say, it's only one game, but I wasn't terribly impressed with the Brewers last night.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just so hard to tell. Like you say, the Giants, you know, they play a lot of team stuff. You see them play the Dodgers, and the Dodgers don't look like a team that's going to run away with it by 15 games, if they probably will. You know, they play the Padres well, then the Padres leave town and they go completely crazy. Tatis and Renfro and oh my God, and Milwaukee. I mean, yeah, you know, a lot of teams come here into this ballpark in this climate.
Mm-hmm.
It cools them down a little bit. You know, it's not the same as hitting six homers in Philly. You know, and. I wasn't terribly disturbed by the Brewers. I mean, it wasn't their best night, but you know, that's an awfully good club that's going to be in the playoffs.
All right, very good. Now that's a good point.
Someone 7 of 10.
Yeah, you know. Come in this place. They come out of Houston, where the ball is flying around, where the golf ball really is flying around.
Yeah.
And then you come. You know, like Verlander didn't walk anybody, struck out 15, and gave up 3 home runs. And, you know, that's the kind of night he had. But, yeah, you're right. This place does cool you down when you get in here.
Yeah.
I agree.
It shrinks you a little bit, right. Brings you back to earth. This has a way of doing that at Oracle.
What was your take on the Warriors, Bruce, before we let you go?
Well, I mean, you don't really use the word tragic around much in sports, but for them to lose Durant and Klay Thompson, not just to injuries, but, you know, career potentially threatening injuries, certainly one that's going to have him on the shelf for a long, long time, is just about, it's inconceivable and really, really heartbreaking. I mean, it's amazing to think that they just about won the game anyway. I mean, it's what I was trying to say when I always thought they were going to win the title, because I just had so much belief in the character of that team. And if that shot by Curry goes in, we're looking at game 7, which is really stunning to think about. But I guess it brought a merciful end to a very difficult season and a farewell to Oracle. There's all kinds of emotions swirling around now, and it just it certainly wasn't meant to be when you take those injuries into account.
You know, one thought I had, the goodwill of playing that tournament and playing in those finals almost goes as far as winning, in a way. It's almost like they didn't lose.
Now, they gained an awful lot of admirers the way they reacted to things. Myers reacted the way Steve Kerr reacted, the way the guys rallied behind Durant. Yeah. And, of course, you know, with Clay, that goes without saying because they're so close to him. But Durant seemed closer to the team than ever, in a way, as he made his exit. They're a team that wasn't widely liked around the country, and they probably still aren't, but I think there was a measure of sympathy going their way, and it was much deserved.
Yeah, I just don't think they're losers.
No.
All right, great to talk with you. We'll chat with you tomorrow. Have a good day, Bruce.
Great. Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Yeah, I think most Warrior fans would have just been happy with the loss after what had happened to Clay. You say, I can live with the loss after, the leg injury is the one that really hurts.
Yeah.
I think that's what people are hanging on still today.
But, I mean, the emotion, I know we're out of our lane, at least I am. You're used to this. But the emotion of ending the series, I don't feel like, well, they lost it, they got beaten, what happened and all that. They went out as champions, and I just think they it's like a boxing match, and they went the 15 rounds, and they just ended up running out of gas.
No, I agree. I think it's the bad taste that's left in your mouth is beyond sport. And I understand what you're saying there, that the loss itself did not feel as much like a loss. You got beat by a good team. You didn't have your best players. And it's the injuries that really stink. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, more coming up. Our Hawaiian Airlines contest is cooking right now. Hey, if you're down in the Fisherman's Wharf area, check out the new Lefties down there right next to the Wax Museum. It is Father's Day weekend. Nick has got a great buffet going on. There's a Starbucks there. We've got the Giants dugout store. But all the Lefties' favorites are there. It's summertime, and I know the weather's going to sort of burn off a little bit.
It did yesterday.
Got a little sun out there. But it's a North Beach Fair weekend this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. If you're up in North Beach, a U.S. restaurant, head on down to Fisherman's Wharf and absolutely check out the new Lefties. It's a lot of fun. A lot of the great sandwiches and great cuts of meat and everything that they had at the old place back there on Fisherman's Wharf. So check it out. Plus, it's a buffet, which I like.
Oh, you can eat.
Well, I can eat.
Well, once I went to a buffet, Marty, and I...
here we go.
You want the bit again?
Okay.
I went to a buffet. I grabbed a plate of food, and then I went back to get some more, and the guy said, sorry, that's all you can eat. There you go, Marty. I'll take a rim shot if you have it, Fish.
All right, very good. Okay. All right, very good. All right, more coming up right here, KMBR 680, the Sports Leader.